With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They are breathing a sigh of relief in Minnesota.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter. That's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announcing the capture of the 57-year-old suspect wanted in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Bolter was arrested in rural Sibley County at southwest of Minneapolis. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured in their home. They are expected to recover. Air raid sirens heard again overnight in Tel Aviv and other Israeli cities as the Israel-Iran conflict continues.
Tehran had announced it had launched some 100 missiles and vowed further retaliation for Israel's surprise attack on its nuclear program and military leadership, which has killed at least 220 people in the country since it began on Friday. The nation announced the latest salvo after a weekend of escalating tit-for-tat attacks. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard vowed that further rounds of strikes would be more forceful and severe.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says at least 24 people have been killed in Israel, more than 500 injured from Iranian missiles and drones. Israel says it has now achieved aerial superiority over Tehran and can fly over the Iranian capital and some other parts of the country pretty much unmolested. Middle East situation and trade expected to figure high on the agenda. A G7 meeting in Canada. President Trump is in Alberta now for that summit. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Dow futures 191 points higher. This is SRN News. The British Medical Association sparks controversy.
The nearly 200-year-old organization is proposing that doctors in the United Kingdom be released from the requirement that they report pedophilia to the authorities if they believe that the relationship is, quote, consensual. Parents groups, conservative politicians, and Christian leaders are all decrying the BMA's plan, calling it irresponsible because it is not possible for a child to give consent to having a sexual relationship with an adult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Satanic Temple, Iowa, has filed a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against the group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday display and event. In 2023, the group's holiday observances garnered national attention after a Mississippi man destroyed their Iowa State House display depicting a life-size image of Satan. This is SRN News. As the Senate moves to pass its version of the massive Republican spending bill, a familiar face is seen on Capitol Hill, hoping to help move things along.
Mark Meadows, former North Carolina congressman and former chief of staff to President Trump's first administration, has reemerged as a behind-the-scenes sounding board for Republican hardliners who view him as an informal conduit to the White House as they try to shape the president's big, beautiful bill. Meadows has maintained a foothold on the hard right as a senior partner in the Conservative Partnership Institute, where the current iteration of the House Freedom Caucus, which Meadows once led, huddles for its weekly meetings, and he keeps in frequent contact with the group's members. Those conversations have heated up in recent weeks as the GOP megabill has moved to the top of the Capitol Hill agenda. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Crews in West Virginia searching for three people who are missing in the aftermath of flash flooding in the state's northern panhandle. At least five deaths blamed on the severe weather. More details at SRNnews.com.